The Irish family law system causes secondary victimisation and increased vulnerability to both child and adult survivors of domestic abuse and violence. That's according to new research examining how adult and child survivors of domestic violence and abuse access and navigate the family law system. It was carried out by Trinity College Dublin and University College Cork and commissioned by Women's Aid, the charity that supports women and children affected by domestic abuse. And its chief executive, Sarah Benson, joins us here in studio. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So this research really, it provides a picture of what it's like for people who are navigating the family law system, examining their experiences. What are the findings, in your view, the most concerning?
I think, firstly, to commend our research team in Trinity and UCC, who have undertaken effectively a 360-degree examination of the experiences of adult survivors with over 400 surveys, dozens of interviews, including with children, and then legal practitioners, judges and specialist domestic violence services. So a huge examination. The focus was particularly the context of guardianship, custody and access proceedings, so not domestic violence proceedings. And unfortunately, what it showed is that overwhelmingly the feedback was from those who have navigated that system whilst also experiencing post-separation abuse, found that it was tantamount to secondary victimisation, the actual experience, the main reason being that the system itself is not sufficiently domestic violence informed or responsive.
And this was around issues, for example, like custody access to the perpetrator.
Exactly, yes. So back in 2003, Women's Aid published a document, a report on custody and access proceedings and the experiences of women through the family law courts. And 20 years on, we were feeling that still a lot of the issues were still extant. And we commissioned this research to actually test that theory, because right now there is actually a huge opportunity. We have a family justice strategy, many different moving parts to this and an ambition to reform the system. But persistently what we are seeing, and this research is a huge affirmation of the need to make sure that an analysis and a risk assessment for domestic violence and coercive control is built into every proceeding. We know from international research that between 49 and 62% of all family law proceedings will have a component of domestic violence. However, it is not being attended to in custody and access proceedings in the same way as it might be in domestic violence hearings. And that is causing risk, and fundamentally children, which are the unique audience here, who've been for the first time interviewed about their experience, do not feel that the mechanisms to hear the voice of the child are actually listening to them, believing them and actually vindicating what they want around dangerous access or access that they are not comfortable or happy with.
And that family justice strategy with plans underway for reform, that really is refocused on the needs and rights of children. As you say, that's a key part, with so many caught up in often difficult and traumatic situations. You say the current system isn't sufficiently informed or responsive. Who is responsible then across this sector then in the family law system for this?
Well, fundamentally, the driver of the family justice strategy is the Department of Justice, but it requires all actors, all professions. So that's the legal profession, it requires the judiciary, the court service. Everybody needs to be trained and understand domestic violence, in particular coercive control, because what this research is telling us overwhelmingly is that coercive control is something that abusers will use the courts. The courts become a tool of coercive control. And if you ask the question first, or if you do some analysis first in terms of triage for everybody who's going through the system, is it possible that there's domestic violence here? Is it possible that there's domestic abuse? What are we hearing from the children? And you start with that, then you can proceed in a way that is risk informed and safety informed. What we are hearing is that even where there's experiences of maybe one really good reaction from a judge or a really positive experience with a solicitor, that is coming very late in the proceedings, and the system itself is traumatic, incredibly lengthy, maybe years, where people are being dragged through the courts, where actually an early intervention that recognises that there is post-separation abuse, that once the family separates, that any abuse that happened before is not historic, it is something that requires a risk assessment for children, then we will have much better outcomes. So the framework is there, it just has to be domestic violence informed.
And just briefly, because most of the participants in this study were women, but male respondents also highlighted their concerns.
Absolutely. There was over 400 interviews, now over 370 were with women and the remainder with men. That reflects the proportional gendered nature, but absolutely the experience of men and women alike was negative. negative, unfortunately, in the round.
Okay, Sarah Benson from Women's Aid, thank you very much.